Ya bir şey oldu yitti va yitti beni sebep bakalara da bana beni. Sitchi big ya bandı siye bakalara fikir mi?
Oh mama, bakala, oh mama. Hey, how you doing? This is Gerald Celente. Welcome to Trends This Week, only on PRN, Progressive Radio Network. And as that short intro before the music of Louis Prima came on, what Gary Knowles said about mainstream media, it's so true, boy. The blackout, the censorship just keeps building and building and building. Yep, it's out of the news. You know, oh, they censored Alex Jones. Yeah, it's not all they censored. Right wing, left wing, any wing that's not their wing, the criminal wing. The criminal wing that launches wars with arrogance and attitude, lies about why they launch them. The propagandists that control the mainstream media, the prostitutes, prostitute, they get paid to put out by their corporate johns and Washington whoremasters. And they're blacking out everybody else. Yep. You don't see any alternative voices in the news. They're gone, man. It has been going on. This is a trend. We wrote about it in our Trends Journal in the September issue. It used to be a quarterly. Now it's a monthly. And we did a whole piece on John Insane McCain, how they glorify the warmonger. Long before Trump was saying he was no hero, I've been saying it for decades. McCain, what a joke. A murderer. Anyway, we wrote in that Trends Journal how the media blacked out anti-war or questionable people, people questioning the Iraq war launched under the murderer George W. Bush. May he rot in hell before he dies for starting that war and the Afghan war. How come they don't bring him on war crime tribunal charges for lying us into war? But anyway, we did an in-depth story of showing how the media and the corporate world blacked out those questioning the lies of Colin Powell. And you know what a colon is. Crap goes through the colon and out of his mouth. Yeah. One murderer after another. That's all they pump up. Well, they keep the truth out. And that's why you tune into Progressive Radio Network. Yep. Information, analysis, insights, and observations that you can't find most anywhere else. You know how people hate Alex Jones. Oh, that right-wing, you know, conspiracy theorist. Look, I'm on Alex Jones a lot. I even host his show. I say whatever I want to say. Never once has he asked me in probably dozens of years that I've known him to change what I'm saying, what change my thinking. And it's not only, as I said, that he's blacked out. You saw all what Facebook did to those 800 pages that they blacklisted, showing the murderous military police in this country. Yeah. Protect. Yeah. They don't protect, they kill. The World Socialist website did a big study showing how their algorithms were changed by Google and how their viewership went way down. And other sites as well. Consortium News. Great site. Great site. So, here we are. Wednesday, November 24th, 2018. We just sent out a trend alert to our subscribers of the Trends Journal. If you want to find out more information about the Trends Journal, the only place where you'll read history before it happens, you could go to trendsjournal.com. Trendsjournal.com. So, we just sent out a trend alert, and it says, economic 9/11 terror strike. The worst is yet to come. How to prepare. Actually, prepare. The worst is yet to come. Yep. That's what's going on. Prepare. The worst is yet to come. We've called this downturn in the markets. We called the Trump rally back in November of 2016, and we said it would end in February of 2018. We said it would go into correction territory, which it did, meaning it would go down 10%. It did, and then it recovered, and now it's on the way back down. This is a global meltdown. It's bigger than the United States markets. Look what happened yesterday in the USA, or I should say the USSA, because that's what this is, man. Oh, it used to be the USSR. We got the USSA, man. Yep, it's one big takeover. The merger of state and corporate powers is called fascism. You don't need any more proof than too big to fail. In capitalism, there's no such thing as too big to fail. You rise and fall on your own merits. So, going back to the markets. They're overvalued. And they're over-leveraged. The only reason they've gone up this year is because of the tax breaks that Trump gave the big corporations, lowering their tax rate from 39% to 21%. They used that money and the money they repatriated offshore to buy back stocks. That drove the prices up. That's coming to an end now. As well as we're seeing also a slowdown in profits and earnings for major corporations. The cheap juice that fueled the markets is drying up as they raise interest rates. So yesterday, the Dow was down over 500 points, closed down a little over 100. Today, it opened up, and now as we speak, it's down over 270 points. There's a thing called the Plunge Protection Team. Isn't that a nice name for rigging the markets? Plunge Protection Team. What a bunch of garbage. You got the Federal Reserve, got their own trading desk. They got all the dough they need to prop up the markets when they're going down. You don't know that they're doing it. The first shots of an economic 9/11 terror strike that we warned, actually, warned it on the day that I came back on Progressive Radio Network back in September. That very day, we issued that trend alert to our subscribers, trendsjournal.com. of an oncoming economic 9/11, the first shots have now been fired. Over in China, they have a thing called the national team. Isn't that nice? Yeah, no. Nothing to do with baseball or cricket or soccer or football. Another team that rigs the markets, the national team. The Shanghai Composite Index is down, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, over 30% this year. Could you imagine if the Dow was down that much? There'd be riots in the streets. People would be freaking out. They'd be freaking out. So, in 1 week, the Shanghai Composite Index lost 10%. Next day, market's up over 4%. Yep, the national team. And they rolled out the head of the People's Bank of China, the top regulatory cat of the financial markets, and the premier of China saying, hey, everything's okay, man. It's cool. Keep putting your money in there. It ain't cool. It's gone. It's phony prop up. And again, I want to make this really clear. The reason I'm back on Progressive Radio Network is because all that Gary Null and the team do to bring you information, insights, observations, facts, details, programs, and policies to help you improve your life. And of course, the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. We put out the facts, you decide. And as I said, when listening to the introduction and what Gary Null was saying about the importance of Progressive Radio Network and what's going on with the purging of alternative sites that aren't run and owned by the corporate media and fronted by the prostitutes that get paid to put out. Most pages that were purged by Facebook were independent media outlets that advocated for, among other things, different perspectives on the news of the day. They did terrible things that people shouldn't really know about, like pushing for marijuana legalization. And by the way, that was one of our top trends a number of years ago. Money reefer madness. We said this thing was going to explode. Tons of money being made into it, made by getting into it, beyond getting high, getting healthy. If the planet could feed us, could it heal us? You got a bunch of little clowns, arrogant boys and girls that passed this legislation in the 30s to ban marijuana and ruin the lives of tens of millions of people by throwing them into jail, destroying them for getting high on life. Yep. And now, of course, last week went totally legal in Canada. Uruguay is the other nation. This is just the beginning of that trend. Again, one of the reasons why people subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, to find history before it happens, because the people that invested in that field and bought the right stocks, they're flying high. It's just the beginning. It's going to go worldwide. They want the tax money. Same reason they ended prohibition. Again, Puritan America. And we're back in that cycle again. This puritanical outlook that we have on life being brought to you by the major media. Yep. So Facebook banned independent media outlets that also chronicled cases, as I mentioned, of police brutality. They banned sites that advocated for independent political candidates and that rallied against government spending and scores of similar accounts. And that's why you tune in to Progressive Radio Network. It's disgusting what's going on. How so few control so much. And not only in the media. It's the whole deal. Multinationals have taken over. You get out of college, you see college debt soaring. What do you got? I know one young guy has over $400,000 in college debt. He's becoming a doctor. He'll never pay that off. And the student loan debt crisis is only going to get worse. Student loans have seen almost a 157% increase in cumulative growth over the last 11 years. Yep. One after another. We're getting deeper in debt. Oh, and interest rates are going up. So that debt burden gets heavier and heavier. And now you get out of college with that debt, and where are you going to get a job? Hey, Amazon? Yeah, you can make $15 an hour and get a hernia. They won't charge you for that, but your health care stinks, so you'll have to pay through the nose to get it fixed. The merger of state and corporate powers, the deregulation of the Robinson-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, that prevented the bigs from owning us. All you are is a worker on the multinational plantations of Slavelandia. That's all it is. Slavelandia. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Vote. What am I going to vote for? What blood or crip? Oh, I know. Democrat or Republican. Murderers and thieves. Let's call a spade a spade. Oh, if I said that when Obama was in, they'd call me racist. So they didn't mean it like that, but they would make it like that. Because it's the divided states of America. To get your mind off the important issues and keep you fighting against each other. There's no unity. There's no peace. Peace is a dirty word. Look at the sideshow going on with the murder of that journalist, Khashoggi, whatever his name is over there, in Istanbul, or is it Constantinople? Istanbul means Constantinople. Anyway, yep, the Saudi journalist wrote for the Washington Post. Big deal. The toilet paper record, the New York Times, every day, major stories, two pages, three pages inside, full coverage, one guy. While the United States under Obama and Trump launched the war against Yemen. That is the worst humanitarian crisis on earth. A cholera epidemic. And now they're saying leading to the worst famine in 100 years. But no coverage of that. Blacked out by the media. But hey, one guy gets killed. Oh, and he cut him up. Yeah, no kidding. It's the Saudis, the beheaders in chief. Cut him up. They beheaded over 150 people already this year. That's what they do. They're the Wahhabis. And you know, the crown prince. Remember that clown prince when the clown prince was here several months ago, how the media built him up? And he met with everybody. He met with the Apple Cats, Bloomberg, Murdoch, all the Silicon Valley con men and con women. Got to be equal here. Hollywood. Oh, they all bowed down for the prince. The murderous prince. And you know how he became a prince, don't you? Of course you do. The princess kissed the frog, and the frog became a prince. Prince. It's a Saudi gang that was created in 1934 when the English took over the area over there after World War I to get their oil and put this gang in there in charge. And then go back to 1973 when Henry Kissinger, another murderous freak, another murderous freak of a lowlife human being who the prostitutes pump up. Oh, you like what he did in Chile, huh? Yeah, with Pinochet and the overthrow of Allende and the massacre of murderer of all those innocent people that protested. That Kissinger and his wars. They made a deal with the Saudis. Hey, here's the deal. We're going to protect you guys. But you got to sell your OPEC oil in dollars. Capisce? Yeah, if Italians did it, that's the way they would do it. They'd make fun of us. But the English and the establishment are so proper, you have to do it a proper way. So we'll protect you. And you sell all your oil in petrodollars out of OPEC so we could keep our declining dollar as the major world currency. And we'll support you murderers. Oh, but Gerald Celente, did you forget that the clown prince just gave the women the right to drive their cars in Saudi Arabia? Oh, and they could go to the movies too. Wow, hey, that's real progress, man. What a freak show. For I said, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, they used to have the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth. They went out of business. That's right. They went out of business. Now it's the greatest freak show on earth. And it's right in front of your face. Look at the presidential reality show. With the reality show champion, Donald Trump is the president. Oh, by the way, we own that trademark. And I started talking about the presidential reality show when the liar Obama came in. I've been on Oprah, the Today Show, Good Morning. I've been on everybody a lot of times. When Oprah took Obama under her wing, his whole routine changed. And that's when it became the presidential reality show, and that's when he pulled ahead of Hillary Clinton back in 2008. So, then he gets Kanye West. It's perfect. Another reality show champion. It's the greatest freak show on earth, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages. As I said, you don't have to pay to go see the tattooed lady, all you have to do is go out into the streets now. You want to see the fattest man? Yep, go to the airport. You say the pigs can't fly. Yes, they can. They're all over the place, flying around. Most obese nation on earth, other than a couple of little places here and there. And getting fatter and dying younger. And that's why you tune in to Progressive Radio Network. So that you can stay healthy, think healthy, and be healthy. Yep. The greatest freak show on earth. Right here in front of us. And it's only going to get worse. Much worse. An economic 9/11 terrorist strike that we warned you about, the first shots have been fired. Prepare, prevail, and prosper. This is the real deal going on here. And it's only going to get worse. Look at the markets. Look at the volatility. Again, they went up because of all the tax breaks that Trump gave them and the free money ride. But now the free money's slowing up, and the economies are slowing down. Trump's going berserk about them raising interest rates. He's in the real estate business. He knows what high interest rates do to real estate. New home sales plunged in September, falling 5.5% to an almost two-year low amid pressures for rising interest rates that have hammered the real estate market. That's the breaking news out of CNBC. Yep. That's where we're at. Can't take higher interest rates because they flooded the world with cheap money. Rather than letting the markets crash and the banks fail, the big banks that were too big to fail, they propped them up with zero and negative interest rate policy, unheard of, and quantitative easing. Yep. Rather than let the markets take their own course, they created a new game. And that game is running out, and so are the markets. Prepare, prevail, and prosper. Plan ahead and consider subscribing to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, the only place where you will read history before it happens. And it's unraveling at a way I have never seen in the markets before. And again, I'm the guy that's credited by the Wall Street Journal and others with forecasting the 1987 stock market crash, the Asian currency crisis, the dot-com bust, right there in our Trends Journal. In October 1999, I said it would happen by the second quarter of 2000. It did in March of 2000. And of course, the panic of 08, the domain name I took out in 2007. So what's next? Well, we'll be back in a couple of minutes to tell you what to watch for and what to look for.
Stay- Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
This is Heidi Bogosian, co-host of Law & Disorder Radio. Tune in Wednesdays at 5 p.m. to hear timely analysis on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, the right to dissent, and even practices of torture by the U.S. government and private corporations. Our guests are leading authorities in their fields from around the country and sometimes internationally. They include authors, lawyers, activists, scholars, and many more. That's Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on the Progressive Radio Network.
Dire frontline data is difficult to hear but necessary to face if we're to have any chance of changing the current course of industrialized, militarized civilization, which is pushing us at blinding speed toward near-term total global extinction. This is Dane Wigington with the Global Alert News Hour, brought to you commercial-free by geoengineeringwatch.org, the largest and most visited website in the world on the subject of illegal and ongoing climate engineering operations that are threatening the entire web of life. Tune in to PRN Radio on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for an hour of the latest and most dire frontline breaking news on the most critical threats we collectively face.
Progressive Radio Network, information for the independent mind.
Come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's the baker boy, and look, he's got a cannoli in his hand. If you marry the baker boy, he will come and he will go, and he will always mix the flour in the pan. If you marry the baker boy, he'll have the cannoli in his hand. Oh, mama.
Oh, mama. A cannoli in his hand. Why, how dare he say that? Why, don't you know what that means? A cannoli in his hand? And a baker boy will mix you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody's so tight now, man. No fun anymore. Louis Prima. Yep. What a great cat he was. Play pretty for the people. That was his slogan to the band. Anytime they try to play too progressive, he'd say, cut that out and play pretty for the people. People are working hard all day. They're having a tough life. When they go out, they want to be entertained. And that's when music was music. I love that cat, man. He was a lot of fun. Whew. Anyway, moving on. You know, again, in listening to Gary in the beginning of the show, talking about the importance of tuning in to Progressive Radio Network. Lean left or right. If you express unconventional viewpoints or contradict, challenge, or circumvent the establishment, they'll pull the plug on you, man. Again, Facebook accounts such as Anti-Media, Reverb Press, reporters from Russia Today, the Free Thought Project, Free Thought Project. Why, how dare you? You're not allowed any free thought in the USSA. Reasonable People Unite, Police to Police, and similar pages during millions of followers have been shut down by Facebook. And what did Facebook explain their actions for? They described the pages with names like Nation in Distress and Reverb Press as largely U.S.-based publishers who use clickbait headlines and other spam tactics to drive traffic to websites where they can tag users with targeted ads, unlike what all the rest do. But they didn't put the all the rest do. So again, support Progressive Radio Network. And, of course, consider subscribing to the Trends Journal, but only if you're interested in staying on top of the news and ahead of the trends, trendsjournal.com. And again, there's a money-back guarantee. It's not your kind of stuff. Here's your dough back. No big deal. $129 a year. We went from a quarterly since 1991 to just this summer to a monthly. So as all the other media is shrinking, we're expanding. And we send out trend alerts each week. And again, we just sent one out today. An economic 9/11 terrorist strike. Be prepared. The worst is yet to come. And coming it is. You look what's going on in the equity markets worldwide. Again, the Dow is down more than 250 points. One of the reasons why earnings are coming in a lot weaker than expected. All the juice that they use to fuel the market rise, the phony juice, the heroin that they pumped into it, is drying up. Stock market volatility is back. It's a fact. And it's global. There are markets around the world deep in bear territory. That means down over 20%. Housing stocks, phew, way deep, deep into bear territory. As I mentioned, new home sales dropped 5.5% in September to near a two-year low. How low can you go? You're going to go lower because people can't take the rising interest rates. And that's why Trump is going berserk on it. Yep. Be prepared. But when all else fails, they take you to war. Get your mind off things. That's right, folks. Think the economy's bad? Yeah, we're going to pull out of that nuclear agreement with Russia over there. And we'll strike anybody with a nuclear weapon we want to, anytime, any place, because we are the exceptionals. An exceptional bunch of sick SOBs, man. Call Republicans and Democrats. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Vote. I won't vote for murderers and thieves. Yep. When all else fails, they take you to war. And when this economy fails, get ready for social unrest. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And lose it they will. So, here we are, in a very critical time and place. And by the way, if you have any questions you'd like me to attempt to answer, or observations you'd like to make, feel free to call Progressive Radio Network 888-874-4888, 888-874-4888. And back in the old days, they would say, and in Connecticut, call Murray Hill 6-8400. Anyway, those are days gone by. And I was in the Bronx. It was Olinville 6 as a kid. Yeah, no, it's a whole different world now. So if you have any calls, any questions, feel free to call. And on to the other news of importance that's going on. As I mentioned, when people lose everything, they have nothing. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And right now, we have record income in 2017 for the top 1% of wage earners in the United States, as everybody else got poorer. And remember, that's all Trump is about, man. This cat's about fame and fortune. Period. Paragraph. fame, and fortune. Again, the reality show champion. And all he wants is dough. 34% of all American workers made less than $20,000 last year. 48% of all American workers made less than $30,000 last year. And this is the real joker, man. According to the federal government, you know what they have a poverty level for a family of five as? $29,420. How are you going to raise a family of five people on $29,000? Poverty level should be another $10,000 on top of that. Healthcare costs, taxes, insurance, auto costs. Back in 1980, 90% of the population took in 70% of the nation's income. Now, from 70 to 60%. Three people, Buffett, Bill Gates, and Jeff Bezos, got more dough than half of our population in the United States combined. You can't make this stuff up. They have more wealth than the bottom half of America combined. Isn't that great? This is worse than it was during the Gilded Age. The markets are in free fall around the world, one after another. They're either have fallen into bear territory, or they're in recession. One country after another. I mentioned earlier about the Shanghai Composite Index down over 30% this year. The Pan-European Stock 600, it's at a two-year low, with nearly half of its stocks now in bear territory. That means they're down 20% from their peak. Germany's DAX has fallen to 2016 lows. And even the U.S. is feeling the economic 9/11 effects, with 40% of the S&P stuck in bear territory. And then you take a look what's going over there. Again, we take a globalnomic perspective of the world in the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. What's going over there in Europe with Rome? They're on a collision course with Brussels over their budget. They want to put more debt into their budget and give the people more money, and Brussels doesn't want them to do it. So now you're seeing the euro sliding again, and both the EU currency and the union stability are at risk. I am forecasting, it's in your Trends Journal, next month coming up, that we are now looking at the beginning of the end of the European Union as it is now in the European currency. And the Italians are going to bring it down with their anti-establishment parties, Cinque Stelle, the Five Star Movement, and Lega, League. Unlike in the United States, where everybody votes for their Democrats and Republicans, and there's no independent parties. Throughout Europe, they're overthrowing the establishment parties. Establishment. Embedded crooks. Why don't you call them what they are? Established parties. Hey, we got a question here from Frank in Philly on the banks. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Gerald. I was wondering, when the economy collapses, usually that means there's a run on the banks. Do you see that happening any time soon?
Well, yes. But there's not a run on the banks, because when they had the run on the banks the last time and they closed the banks, people used to have money in the banks. But now you don't get any interest rates, because it was a war against savers to have zero and negative interest rate policy to build up the big guys. So you don't have to worry about taking your money out of the bank, because most people don't have any in there. But yes, there will be a run on the banks, and they will call a bank holiday. Isn't that a nice white shoe boy lingo for closing down the bank holiday? We're going to have a bank holiday. You can't get your money out. Oh, by the way, you can't get your money out of your safe deposit boxes either. And if you got any gold in there or diamonds or jewelry, you're not going to get it, because we think terrorists have, you know, they'll make up some kind of BS line so you can't get your dough. So people ask me, what should I do in a situation like this? And I always make it clear, we do not give financial advice, only speaking for myself. Gerald Celentis, GC's 3Gs, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. Yep. Imagine, let's go back to 9/11, and now we're talking about an economic 9/11. Go back to 9/11, and allegedly, we'll stay with the story, planes were shooting down the Hudson River and smashing into the World Trade Center. Suppose one of them smashed into the dilapidated, crumbling, rotted, stinking nuclear power plant at Indian Point, 45 miles north of New York City on the Hudson River. And bam, boom, poof, it's up in smoke. And deadly radiation is spreading throughout the area. You would have seen chaos and insanity, death and murder that no one could ever visualize. So when I say GC's 3Gs, guns, gold, and a getaway plan, I mean it. You know, I tell the story of what happened that day. Because, you know, you could go back. It's at our website. USA Today used to run my top trends for the coming year. In December 2000, the headline read, 2001 won't be our year, trendseer says. And I warned that a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe and Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. So as I'm watching 9/11 unfold at that very minute that it became public, as I was tuned into CNBC watching the morning business news, I got my guns, gold, and a getaway plan, pulled out maps, and we're going to find back roads. I'm about 4.5 hours from Canadian border, and would have got out of this country as soon as I could if things went down really fast. And fortunately, they didn't. There's going to be social unrest like we haven't seen before. We are in the divided states of America. Identity politics. People who blame others for what's going on. And again, when you have nothing left to lose, you lose it. So yes, I believe they will close down the banks and there will be a run on them. We have a call from Dina in Texas. Hello, Dina.
Hi, Joe. Hi. Listen, I'm here in Texas, in Rockwall, Texas. They have this voting coming up now. They only have Republican, Democrat, and a liberal who doesn't seem like it seems like all the rest. So what do you do? Just not vote?
I don't. I don't vote for lesser of two evils.
That's
I don't
what I
do
said.
Business with lesser of two evils. I don't hang around with lesser of two evils. If everybody didn't vote, and then we'd have like a 35% voting rate, then there'd be change. But to me, again, you know, the motto of the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, is think for yourself. That's just the way I see it.
Voting, but I was like, you know, they keep pushing vote, vote, vote. People need to vote. And minorities need to come out and vote, vote, vote. But vote for who? So I just can't, you know, so I don't vote.
No, I don't either.
Okay, thank you.
I do vote in local elections, you know, like for the mayor, you know, things like that, you know. But and we got the clown mayor over here. What a jerk we got this guy, little Stevie Noble. Ugh. They cut down, this clown calls himself an environmentalist, cut down 60-year-old trees in front of one of my buildings, the 1774 Academy, where actually Gary Knowles spoke at, and when we launched Occupy Peace. And just a joker. So anyway, I'll vote for a mayor or a local election, but I won't vote for the establishment parties. Again, they're established in murder and thievery. That's their track record. I'm not making it up. By their deeds, you shall know them. How many more wars do they have to start? How many much more of our money do they have to steal before people start calling it what it is? You know, we just heard Paul Volcker, you know, the former Federal Reserve chairman, come out complaining about what's going on in the government. This guy's on his last leg. He's ready to die. Just came out with a new book. He's not healthy. You know, so, you know, a lot of times when people are coming to the end of the line, they open up and speak the way they want. And he is. And, you know, he's saying what a sham the whole thing is. So, you also made the point, going back to interest rates and where the economy is going, Trump has power to overpower the Fed chair, because what happened was, this is coming from Volcker, James Baker, who was Reagan's, you know, chief of staff, this is coming again from Volcker, said, the president is ordering you not to raise rates before Election Day. The game is rigged. It's disgusting. So we need a new way. And for me, again, I won't vote for murderers and thieves. I do not support lesser of two evils. And we need a new party, just like they're doing in other nations. And we're not doing it in this country because they're brainwashing people to go out and vote. You got to go out and vote. If you don't go out and vote, then you get what you deserve. What am I going to get what I deserve? And look at the parties. Oh, the Republicans, they got Mitch McConnell. Lindsey, did you come out of the closet yet, Graham? Little Paulie Ryan is going to go back playing Eddie Munster after he leaves. Oh, those are Republicans. Yeah, but how about those Democrats? Oh, yeah, little Chucky Schumer. Arrogant Andy Cuomo. No, no, no. How about Nancy Out of Her Mind Pelosi, Dianne Not So Feinstein? One freak after another. It's the greatest freak show on earth. The fish rots from the head down. You know, everybody hates. You know what I like about Trump? He shows what a clown show it really is. Again, we got the reality show champion there. The arrogant Obama with his arrogant attitude used to be able to lie his way through. So that's where we're at, and that's where we're going. So it's time for you to really be preparing for what lies ahead. Stay tuned to Progressive Radio Network. Take action. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women, said Samuel Adams. It's up to you to change it. And it can be changed. Why do you think I do this? You know, to hear myself? What do you think Gary Null does it and others? It's up to you. It's up to us. It's up to we, the irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. So, here we are. And here we go. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned and stay active. This is Gerald Celente, and that is Trends This Week.
The musician, he will come and he will go, and he will always be playing in the band. If you marry the musician, he'll have the trumpet in his